Welcome to the Mental Minute, an AI-generated podcast.
Today, we're doing a deep dive into core competency, a really key idea in business strategy.
Absolutely. Think of it as, well, that unique strength the company has that really sets it apart.
Exactly. CK Prelod and Gary Hamel, they really brought this idea to the forefront. They saw it as the foundation of a company's ability to compete effectively.
Right. So our aim today is to sort of unpack what makes a competency truly core.
And crucially, why understanding this helps us see how businesses manage to succeed, sometimes across very different markets.
Okay, so let's get into it. What is a core competency, fundamentally?
Well, it's definitely more than just a skill the company possesses.
Yeah.
Prelod and Hamel defined it as a harmonized combination of multiple resources and skills that distinguish your firm in the marketplace.
And that word distinguish is super important.
Ah, so it's not just competence. It's about being uniquely better in some way.
Precisely. It's about having that distinctive edge. And I remember there are specific tests, sort of hurdles, a competency has to clear to be called core.
That's right. Three key criteria. First off, it needs to provide potential access to a wide variety of markets.
Potential access? Okay. Can you give an example?
Sure. Think about, say, deep expertise in precision mechanics, fine optics, and microelectronics.
Right. Like in cameras.
Yes. But that same combination could open doors to medical imaging, maybe advanced sensors, other things too. It's not just one product.
I see. So it unlocks different possibilities. What's the second criterion?
The second one is that it has to make a significant contribution to the perceived customer benefits of the final product.
Ah, so the customer has to actually feel the difference. It provides real value they notice.
Exactly. That underlying strength needs to translate into something tangible, something valuable for the end user.
Makes sense. And the third one, I imagine this is the tricky one.
It often is. The third is that it must be difficult for competitors to imitate. Really hard to copy.
That's where the sustainable advantage comes from, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. That's the core of competitive advantage, really.
Yeah.
Think about Microsoft, for instance.
Their IT innovations, yeah.
Right. Their consistent ability to develop new software, new platforms. Mm. It's been incredibly tough for others to match consistently.
So what makes that so hard to copy? Is it their R&D, their culture, attracting talent?
Well, that's the deeper question, isn't it? It's likely a mix of those things, integrated in a way that's unique to them.
Okay, so how do these things actually come about? Do they just appear?
No, not at all. They don't just materialize. They usually grow out of specific skills or perhaps production techniques that consistently add value for the customer.
The value we just talked about.
Yes. And like we said, these competencies then become the key to unlocking different markets.
And it's not a one-time thing, is it?
Definitely not. That's crucial. Core competencies are built up over time. They require continuous improvement, collective learning across the organization. It's an ongoing process.
So it's different from just, say, buying up suppliers to control the chain, vertical integration.
Yes. Prelod and Hamel argued that building these internal strengths, these competencies, is actually much more important for global success today than just vertical integration.
Any examples of that?
They pointed to NEC back in its heyday. It managed to leverage its core strengths across semiconductors, telecoms, even consumer electronics.
Wow. Seemingly quite different fields.
Right. But they had underlying competencies, perhaps in miniaturization or signal processing, that they applied across the board. It shows the power of transferring those core skills.
So the impact is pretty significant then.
Immense. These competencies allow companies to really excel at creating what are called core products.
Core products. What are those exactly?
Think of them as the essential components or subsystems, the building blocks, that are enabled by the core competencies. These core products then get used in a wide range of end products.
Ah, okay. So the competency is the skill, the core product is like a key component it creates.
You got it. And ultimately, developing these competencies and core products increases value, not just for customers, but for stakeholders too.
This raises a question about where these competencies actually live inside a company. Is it just one department?
That's a common misunderstanding. Alexander and Martin, back in 2013, highlighted that competitiveness relies on nurturing these competencies, specialized knowledge, unique techniques, skills.
Right.
But they also talked about core capability, which is more about the management's ability to actually identify, build, and deploy these competencies into products and new businesses.
So capability is about using the competency.
In a sense, yes. And crucially, Prelod and Hamel stressed that core competencies involve collective learning across the corporation.
Collective learning, so it's not siloed.
Exactly. It's a corporate-level asset shared and built upon across different units. It's much bigger than just one R&D team or one factory being good at something.
That's a really important distinction. It's easy to just say, oh, they're good at X without seeing that deeper shared capability.
Precisely.
So thinking about the future, how do core competencies play into strategy?
Massively. In their book, Competing for the Future, Prohalad and Hamel talked about executives needing industry foresight.
Foresight, like predicting the future.
Sort of. It's about anticipating industry shifts and figuring out which core competencies will be crucial down the line. Then you need to strategically build or acquire the resources to develop them.
So it's proactive, not reactive. Looking ahead and building the skills you'll need.
Exactly. Developing an independent view of future opportunities and building towards them.
They used an analogy for this, didn't they? Something about a tree.
Yes, that's a great one. They pictured core competencies as the roots of the company, deep, nourishing, often unseen.
Okay, the roots.
Then the core products and services are like the trunk and major limbs, providing structure and channeling strength.
And the end products.
The end products, the things customers actually buy, are the leaves, flowers, and fruit. Visible, diverse, but ultimately sustained by the roots.
That's a powerful image. The fruit is what we see, but the roots are what make it possible.
Precisely. And those core products, the trunk and limbs, are the tangible links between the invisible roots and the visible fruit. They're embedded in lots of different end products.
Are there ways for companies to actually, you know, identify these competencies systematically?
Yes, there are approaches. Researchers like Danilovich and Leisner, Bonjour and Michele, and others have developed methods. Often it involves looking at the product portfolio and working backwards.
Backwards from the fruit to the roots.
Kind of. Analyzing which underlying resources, processes, priorities, the capabilities are really driving the success across different products. It helps map things out.
So ultimately what we're talking about is an intangible advantage.
Absolutely. These core competencies are knowledge-based, embedded in people and processes. They aren't things you can easily buy or copy.
And that's what provides the real lasting competitive edge.
That's the goal. It's the difficult to imitate nature that makes them so powerful.
But focusing on this, it sounds like hard work for executives.
It is. It requires real intellectual effort, commitment, and a long-term view. It's often much easier, or seems more urgent, to focus on immediate cost-cutting or optimizing current operations.
Right. The short-term wins versus building those deep future-proofing roots.
Exactly. Developing that future-oriented corporate view and investing in core competencies can sometimes get pushed aside, but it's arguably the most critical task for long-term leadership.
Okay, so let's try and sum this up. Core competencies.
They're those unique, deeply embedded combinations of skills and knowledge.
Right, hard to imitate. They give access to diverse markets.
And they have to significantly boost the value customers perceive in the end products.
They really drive a company's competitiveness and shape its future.
Absolutely. They are the engines of future product development.
So here's a final thought to leave with our listeners.
Go on.
As you go about your day, maybe think about some of the companies or products you interact with, especially those that seem successful across different areas. Try to imagine the unseen core competencies that might be driving that success. What fundamental capabilities hidden below the surface like those roots could be making it all possible?